For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, August 6, 1990, Robert C. Bonner is sworn in as administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration. August 6, 2004, the Ninth Circuit orders the release pending appeal of Brian Eppes, who has been convicted of conspiracy to grow 1,000 marijuana plants in a federal trial in which the jury was not allowed to hear that he was a medical marijuana activist. August 7, 1997, the New England Journal of Medicine opines, virtually no one thinks it is reasonable to initiate criminal prosecution of patients with cancer or AIDS who use marijuana on the advice of their physicians to help them through conventional medical treatment of their disease. August 8, 1988, the domestic marijuana seizure record is set at 389,113 pounds in Miami, Florida. August 8, 2001, during his third term in Congress, Asa Hutchinson is appointed by President Bush as Director of the Drug Enforcement Administration. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
This is Loretta Nall with the United States Marijuana Party. A lot of terrible things have unfolded in the last week in Canada as the United States Drug Enforcement Administration has pressured the Canadian government to take down Mark Emery. As you all know, Mark is a big funder of the pro-cannabis legalization movement here in the U.S. and in Canada and, in fact, across the globe. And we've all said from the beginning that it was political. And today, according to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Karen Tandy admits that it was a political takedown. Authorities in Washington astutely adopted a just-the-facts approach, turning the Emery case into a bombast-free zone. The focus of this case is on the drug trafficking of Mark Emery. It's not about political activities, nor his campaigns for office, nor is it focused on his magazine, said Assistant U.S. Attorney Todd Greenberg. Consider the contrasting bluster of Tandy's statement from the DEA home office in the other Washington. Today's arrest of Mark Scott Emery, publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine and the founder of a marijuana legalization group, is a significant blow not only to the marijuana trafficking trade in the U.S. and Canada, but also to the marijuana legalization movement.
My dear friends, we've been rode hard and put up wet so many times. We've been battered and covered with a blanket till the bruises healed so many times. We're afraid to do what's right. Why are more and more kids using drugs? The government claims to represent the children. They want us to all become snitches, to accept the necessity of fabricated evidence, to buy their lies as necessary public policy, to ask that God bless the Drug Enforcement Administration. So what are you waiting on? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.